One part of President Trump's proposed budget has some Massachusetts student loan borrowers concerned. The Trump administration says it wants to simplify the federal college loan program with a single repayment system based on someone's earnings. As Max Larkin of WBUR's Edify Unit reports, that would eliminate a popular incentive for students who choose lower-paying public service jobs.
Until a few weeks ago, Griselda Tomeno was a social worker. Her job was helping families find therapy and support for kids with mental illness.
ADHD, adjustment disorder, PTSD, depression, anxiety. We also work with kids with autism.
She had to juggle 9 or 10 complicated cases on any given week. And since she speaks Spanish and Portuguese, she had extra work in translating. In that job, she earned $37,000 a year, just about half the median household income in Massachusetts. And she has a mountain of college debt. She borrowed about $60,000 to get her bachelor's degree at Boston University. Now she hopes to get licensed as a social worker, so she'll need a master's degree. Tomeno will pursue hers at Smith College starting in the fall. That means more loans, bringing her up to around $100,000 in total debt. But she has cause for hope in something called Public Service Loan Forgiveness. It's a federal program that pays off the student debt of people after 10 years working in the public interest, in government or for nonprofits. For Tomeno, that would make a world of difference.
Me being able to buy a car, saving money up for a house, it would mean a lot.
Tomeno registered for the program last year, which means she has 9 more years of work to go. But would she have chosen a different route if this program didn't exist?
No. This is the profession where my strengths lie and where I truly feel intelligent and like I'm making an impact on the world, and I wouldn't trade that in.
Nationwide, 550,000 students have signed up in anticipation of that same public service benefit. The first wave of them will see their debt wiped out later this year. But President Trump is proposing an end to the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Instead, he would ask all undergraduates with federal loans to pay 12.5% of their income for the first 15 years after graduation. The rest would be forgiven. That's a slight rejiggering of the Loan Forgiveness Program set up during the Obama administration. In addition to ending the forgiveness program, Trump also wants to stop federal subsidies that cover loan interest while a student is still in school. The changes are supposed to simplify a labyrinthine loan system that's built up over decades. Pauline Abernathy, who heads up policy at the Institute of College Access and Success, says the proposal would do more harm than good.
These changes together would dramatically increase borrowing costs, and there's no reason that simplification needs to do that.
The Institute estimates that ending federal subsidies could raise the price of loans by 15 to 25%. Which could mean thousands of dollars more per student. The policy group says that teachers who seek master's degrees could end up paying 3 times as much as they do right now. The Trump budget says it would end loan forgiveness for graduates pursuing public service careers because it unfairly favors some career choices over others. Economist Jason Delisle supports the move, saying that cases like Tomeno show that the program has created a perverse incentive for schools to overcharge and for students to overborrow.
This student can show up and say, I don't need to worry about how much this program costs. I'm not paying for it. That's crazy. And we've let the school off the hook.
Delisle is concerned about a coming bonanza when hundreds of thousands of students with lots of debt, including doctors and lawyers in nonprofit jobs, will pass the remainder on to taxpayers. But Pauline Abernathy says that misses the point of the public service plan, which was to draw students to choose service careers and lower incomes.
Particularly in rural areas and certain communities where there's a shortage of professionals, public service loan forgiveness is really essential for helping to attract people to those professions.
For her part, Griselda Tomeno is watching the policy discussion with some concern. But she doesn't have to worry, at least about her undergraduate debt. Officials at the Department of Education said this week that loans borrowed before summer 2018 would be grandfathered in to the forgiveness plan. How will she get by if the benefit does change while she's studying for her master's degree?
I'm pretty resourceful. So, like, I feel like if I ever get to the point where, like, I need to do any sort of combination of things to make it work, I'll just make it work.
For now, that means Tameno has set up a GoFundMe page to ask for donations toward her tuition, and that she's hoping for the best from Washington. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.